through, management was, they were holding auditions. I learned from Charlie Ventura, who lived in my neighborhood, we used to play together, that they were auditioning for the Dorsey contest. So I went up and auditioned and got through the audition. There were four contestants. And I won that night. It was broadcast nationwide.
Backed by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra.
Backed by the band.
It's amazing. Yeah. And so how old were you?
13. In my teens.
And this is early where teens. Willie DeSimone, didn't he orchestrate some
Well,
way
yeah,
of...
that was the whole thing was unfair in a way because because I was a pretty good clarinet for being pretty bad, you know. One of those things. And Willie said to me, "You're going to win that contest. I'm going to make sure you win that contest." And so you have to not wear the long pants that you just got. You have to wear knickers. And he said, the people will love it because you look that much younger. Wear knickers. And
so that's about the age that boys moved into long
moved
pants?
Long pants, sure.
13, 14?
I was so proud of them, you know, so happy to.
So that must have been humiliating to
It was humiliating. And then he said, you're going to play, I forget, Honeysuckle Rose. Everybody likes that song. And at the end of the song, he showed me how to hold the clarinet up with one hand and play one note and poke that one note through. And he said, "Hold your hand out so that the people will see you're playing with one." He said, "You'll break it up." And to me, that was really, even at that time, that was dumb, corny stuff, you know, ridiculous. But I did it. And he was in the pit. And he was giving me directions from the pit. And I finally got through the whole thing, and it was an abominable solo. But the people, I mean, those other contestants didn't have a chance. You know, here was a kid with a clarinet almost as tall as he was.
How did they make the decision who won? Was it audience reaction
audience applause. They had one of those applause meters.